T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. A major announcement in Fort Worth from the acting Secretary of Homeland Security.
The COVID-19 crisis has hit every sector of life hard, and that includes fire departments.
Unfortunately, fire departments across the nation are experiencing significant economic pressures during this pandemic.
So to give them one less thing to worry about, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf announced at the Fort Worth Training Academy that the department is granting waivers to recipients of its Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, or SAFER, grant program.
These waivers mean that DHS and FEMA will provide fire departments with 100% funding needed to hire and pay firefighters for the next 3 years.
That means fire departments will no longer have to meet the grant program's cost-sharing requirement. In Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The governor puts out a message on Twitter as a lot of businesses are reopening across the state.
If you go out in public, stay 6 feet apart from others. Wear a face covering and wash your hands regularly. Be a good neighbor. Be a Texan. Together, we're going to make our way through this.
Bars and bowling alleys, just some of the many businesses that are opening today. An unbelievable number of Texans are out of work. The unemployment rate in Texas is now 12.8%. It has never been this high. DCU economist John Harvey says it's going to take a while to get over this.
People are going to come out of this with accumulated debt. They're going to come out of it with lost income. And the longer you're unemployed, the harder it is to get a new job.
More than 2 million people filed for unemployment in Texas. The last record in 1986 during the oil recession, where unemployment hit 9.2%. Arlington's police chief involved in a hit and run on their way to work this morning. Chief Will Johnson in an unmarked Tahoe at the intersection of Green Oaks and Arkansas. The driver that hit him took off. Lieutenant Christopher Cook says the man probably will not be charged with evading law enforcement.
Who knows if he even knew that the chief was a police officer other than the lights and the Tahoe. What he could face is leaving the scene of a crash involving property damage.
The chief's okay. Search continues for the other driver. People gathered across North Texas to enjoy a salute to heroes in the sky today. City of Addison and the Kavanaugh Flight Museum joined together for Addison's Salute to Heroes. The warplanes honored first responders, essential workers, and veterans for this Memorial Day weekend.
Well, with Memorial Day coming up, we thought we wanted to do some way to salute everybody, and the Blue Angels didn't make it over Addison, so we thought we'd do something here at Addison, kind of our home airport.
The planes flew over 7 hospitals like Baylor Scott & White, the VA, and Texas Health Presbyterian Plano. We've been sheltering at home for 2 months now. For kids, it's an especially tough time. So LP Phillips wants to know, how you doing?
Another week of fun, cozy family time as life continues under the pandemic.
Been about 2 months. How you doing?
I'm good.
If you're a parent, chances are the kids are ricocheting off the walls some days, begging to play with friends, teens pestering to socialize. So the obvious question...
Do you worry they're going to do the social distancing things when they're on their own?
Yeah, I do kind of worry. I worry. But I try and teach them to do the right thing. For safety and for their health and for our health, so that there'll be a tomorrow.
One man told me he worries because he remembers how he was as a teenager and how he would have reacted. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
If you're feeling a little down because of the pandemic, you're not alone, but Texas has set up a hotline where you can find help.
The state's Health and Human Services Department is operating a COVID-19 crisis hotline where you can find someone to talk with and someone who will listen. The pandemic is affecting everyone differently, and no matter how you're feeling, it's okay, according to mental health experts. The hotline is staffed by people who are trained in psychological first aid, and they'll be able to help you with coping techniques to help get you through this crisis. The hotline is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number to call if you need help, 833-986-1919. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And the Drive-In Theater in Fort Worth has figured out how to get local musicians back to work and still practice social distancing.
Coyote Drive-In will host a concert tomorrow. Producer Brent Wood says Texas artists will play between noon and 6.
This is a call to action to not just give them a reason to celebrate, but the folks coming out to work an extra shift, the artists and their bands have been weathering the same storm we have.
People can watch from their cars or on blankets outside, but they cannot gather in front of the stage. Wood says people can also order food from an app so they don't have to congregate at concession stands.
We also have touchless fixtures in our bathrooms. It's almost like, although we didn't plan it this way, we built the most COVID-friendly bathrooms.
Coyote Drive-In says it's benefited from people getting cabin fever, saying it's sold out every movie played since it reopened 3 weeks ago. Tickets for the concert are $40 per car. We've got details at KRLD.com. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.